Saskatoon has an event coming up on the weekend that, honestly, for the last several years, my friend group and I look forward to every single year. It's Nuit Blanche Festival back in Saskatoon. So Saturday is when the main festival goes on. There's more to it than that, though. And we have a guest to talk about just that. Amanda Yeager, the Nuit Blanche Saskatoon Board Secretary. Welcome to the Bowl Studio, first of all.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here. I was saying before, it's really exciting to talk to somebody on the board with this, just because, you know, we've been looking forward to this for so many years. It's always such an absolute blast. So I just kind of want to thank you guys for
Absolutely.
Putting this on year after year.
Oh, of course. I'm so glad you're excited about it. It's a lot of volunteer work and effort goes into it, but we love this festival and we're so excited to have everyone come out.
Yes. And okay, so I'm sure there's a few people listening that are like, Nuit Blanche, what is that? If you were to sum it up in a few words, a few sentences, I don't know. If you were to sum it up, what would you say? It's an art festival.
It's an art festival. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a free local art festival. It's predominantly outdoors in kind of the Broadway, downtown, and River Landing areas. We partner with local businesses as well, so there's some art pieces in there. And it's a fun night for with your friends or your family to come on out, see some amazing art from local artists, national artists, and even some international artists.
And when people think of art, they think of like painting on a canvas, but this kind of goes outside of those boundaries too. This is like performance art. These are art installations. This really takes the borders and the walls out of the equation.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a lot of different mediums going on this year. So like you mentioned, performance art, we have people moving around and kind of performing their art as they go. There's visual pieces as well. We do a lot with light because we are a festival at nighttime.
Yes.
So there's lots of great light up pieces, particularly in the River Landing area in the Nasser Plaza. We have a big art project. It's been up for a few days now, so some
Ooh.
Folks might have already seen it.
I can go get cool. a sneak peek tonight.
You absolutely can, yes.
Right on. Well, and to me, I feel like Nuit Blanche is such a good way to experience the city because, I mean, you're up along the river, you're seeing it lit up, like you said,
yeah.
And it kind of forces you to explore a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. You might get to stumble into some businesses you haven't seen before, spend time in an area at nighttime that's just really cool. It's going to be lots of people out and about, so it's going to be a fun festival atmosphere. And it's just great, like you said, to experience our beautiful city and our beautiful artists that we have here.
Right. And it, like, you never know what you're going to get. And especially like the way we do it, we never research what the installations are going to be. We kind of go in blind. But you can research and you can see what you're up against and you can plan to see certain things, too, because it's all on your guys' website.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a great website this year. It's www.nuitblanchesaskatoon.ca. We have a map where all of our pieces are going to be. We have information for getting around night of. Information about the artists themselves so you can learn more before you go, or if you want, you can go in blind like some folks prefer to do. So
get that sense of adventure going.
Exactly, yeah.
So like, and again, really, you never know what you're going to get. Like, for example, I'm going to talk about two pieces that we saw last year.
Mm.
And you should never like set your expectations going into this because, you know, that's part of the fun to me is like experiencing things as they come. But one of the installations was they had a steamroller and then they had rubber prints and then you would set up a print on a piece of paper that you wanted. They would drive the steamroller over it. Mm. So you got to take home some art. And another installation, a guy had built a laser harp. And so he built it all himself. It was like these green laser pointers. And if you touched the lasers and broke the circuit, it would play a note.
So cool.
Right. So cool.
Yeah. We love pieces that have this emphasis on interaction with people, too. So there should be plenty of pieces that you can kind of engage with as the viewer and feel like you're part of the art.
So that is Nuit Blanche, and that's the main festival, and that's on Saturday, but there's also Nuit Blanche Eve.
That's right. Yes, on Friday at the University of Saskatchewan campus, we have our pre-event, Nuit Blanche Eve, and that's from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m., and that's art from students, faculty, and campus groups, so that should
Ooh.
Be wonderful as well.
And is that similar? So is there sort of, are the installations for that laid out online as well?
They are, yes. You can see some information about the artist there, and that's neat. It's kind of all throughout the campus, so you get to do a bit of an exploration the night before as well.
And so without giving too much away, is there any installations that you're most looking forward to seeing this year?
Oh, there is, yes. We have a lovely piece by Kamisha Alexson called Dreamscapes. And I don't want to, well, I guess it's all on our website, so I can't give too much away, but it's
yeah.
these beautiful dream catchers that are suspended from Plains Cree teepee poles in this kind of ethereal dreamscape. It's going to be so beautiful.
Ooh.
So I'm very excited about that one.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for this. Again, like I said, my friend group and I, we look forward to this every single year. And it's equally an adventure. It's a very different adventure, but it's an adventure every single year. And that is coming up this weekend. So we got Nuit Blanche Eve. That is on Friday. And then Nuit Blanche Festival. When do the festivities begin on Saturday?
7 p.m. and they run right until midnight.
Right on. Well, and it gets better the darker it gets too, because then you see all the light up. And Amanda Yeager, the Nuit Blanche Saskatoon board secretary, stopping in to talk about Nuit Blanche Festival this weekend. Man, that really snuck up on us, didn't it?
Came up quickly, yes.
Yes. Well, best of luck this weekend. I'm sure I'll see you out and about. Thank you so much for coming in to talk about it, Amanda.
Thank you.